Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, vehicles and contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, tractors, a military truck, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. When a hailstorm hits, Masterpiece will fight your insurance company and make your roof look like a masterpiece. Go to masterpieceroofing.com.
Nuggets rookie Deron Holmes out for the season, torn Achilles in his summer league debut on Friday. How big of a deal is this? Scale 1 to 10.
Four. I don't know. I mean, they had plans for this guy. That's why you move up six spots, identify him early, in a position of some need, certainly a position of need for depth. He was a piece. He was going to be a piece of their depth off the bench. You don't want to put too much into summer league, but you could already see some of the traits that he had. Very active, very aggressive, a good defensive player, seems to understand, would be a guy that seems to understand his role. If you've listened to him at all, very impressive in terms of his basketball IQ, at least when you're having. And I haven't had conversations with him, but I've listened to interviews with him. The kid's very intriguing on a lot of different levels. So it hurts, both literally and physically in this situation, no question about it. But it happens early enough that you can work in other ways to mitigate his absence.
Don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I think the Nuggets championship chances have just taken a hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I go ahead.
Who do you feel better about coming off the bench, Zeke Nnaji or Deron Holmes?
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
Well, no. Well, what's your answer to that?
Holmes, and I think that well,
then they've taken
and a hit. And I think that's the Nuggets' level of comfort,
then
too.
Then they've taken a hit. for sure, because you have a guy who is already a very good defensive player, hopefully an improving, we'll see next year, offensive game, and bench has always been a question.
Yeah.
I mean, how good is Strother going to be? How much is Peyton Watson going to improve? You have Dario Saric, who's coming off the bench, who's an offensive-minded player. The other guy coming off the bench, in theory, to play in the front court, was more of a defensive-minded player. Yep. So it gives you balance. So if you have, I don't know if you have Jokic necessarily out there, but if you have Jamal Murray out there with Najee, Saric, Strother, and Watson, you're wondering about the offensive consistency from Strother. Saric can score. Not great. He's okay.
Yep.
And what do you have defensively?
Well, yeah, you've got Peyton Watson basically there. No, I mean, any guy that was deemed to be a piece, and I think it's fairly clear that Daron Holmes was identified as a piece, when you lose that piece, you lose a little bit of what you were planning to do with it. So, yeah, no question about it standpoint.
Calvin Booth's contract is up after this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He did draft Daron Holmes, a guy that he liked, but we will not know how good he is this year. How much, if Najee plays, will he be judged by this one deal? He should also be judged by bringing in Bruce Brown and KCP.
Sure.
But he gave money to a guy who hadn't proven anything. How much could this potentially be an anchor around Calvin Booth's neck?
Well, considerable, because Najee's still in the here and the now. The other guys are in the there and the
now. Now he has to play.
Yes. Right. So no, there will be a constant reminder of that. No question about it. We all understand that Calvin Booth has been generally very good for the Denver Nuggets. No one is arguing that. But in terms of where you are in the here and the now, yeah, Zeke Najee is a Calvin Booth guy. No question about it.
He is your backup center, along with Saric.
And unless something dramatic changes with Zeke Najee, I think the Nuggets understand who they have with Zeke Najee. And I think that the fact that they went out and sought a player of a very similar profile to a Zeke Najee tells you kind of where the Nuggets are with Zeke Najee.
Yeah.
Now, they've got him. He's under contract. He's obviously going to get a chance to play. We got to see something from him that heretofore we have not. That's all I'll say.
Here's something else that's a big difference between Daron Holmes and Zeke Najee. Zeke Najee is a play-by-the-basket guy.
Mm-hmm.
With Holmes, he could step out and shoot a three.
Yeah, Holmes proved that.
You just
that.
Lost a lot of versatility.
Yes, you did. I mean, he showed that in the one game. He had 11 points and 7 rebounds, but how did he have those 11 points? He had them around the basket. He stepped out. His last bucket was a three late in the game, a key one. And he also made a really good defensive play, trailing a guy, poking the ball from behind, and then busting back and finishing the break that ensued with the dunk. He gave you three really different ways to score the ball and to be active. It hurts. It hurts. So now the thing is that it hurts the second week of July. So you've got a lot of water to go under the bridge, and the Nuggets are going to have to be creative in figuring out how they're going to deal with that.
When you look at the Nuggets roster, generally speaking, every guy on that roster brings something very good to the table. Jokic, Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, you know, I mean, they have one marquee element to their game. Now let's go to the bench, Christian Brown.
Yeah.
And when I say bench, he's currently a bench player. Yeah. He'll likely be starting. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Peyton Watson.
Yeah.
There's a marquee thing to his game.
Right.
Julian Strother. There's a marquee thing to his game. Zeke Najee, give me anything that makes you say, okay, he does this well.
He's a...
really well. Is there a marquee element to his game?
He's a take-up space guy, basically, now. And that's it.
Oh. That is really fishing at the bottom of the garbage.
Well, I mean, just tell me where I'm wrong. Just give me a nudge, and I'll meet you halfway. 6'9",
240. I don't even know where he takes up space.
Well, he takes up 6'9", 240's worth of space. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he has not been a guy. He just hasn't. And he's had, I don't want to say ample opportunity, but he's had some opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to have ample opportunity now? We'll wait and see.
The depth on your front court, I think, has taken a major hit. You have Saric, and that's it.
Yeah.
Unless Najee proves us wrong.
Well, I'm pulling for him to do so. I really am.
Well, I mean, as am I.
Sure.
But he hasn't shown anything.
No. No, he hasn't.
So what's your front court depth? Kankar?
I don't trust him yet either. Frankly, I don't know how you can.
So who's going to spell Jokic? Who's going to spell Gordon?
Yeah. You've got it certainly takes a piece away.
It's a hole.
Yes, it is. So.
And you have no more money to spend. And the money you're going to spend is going to be on a guard and likely Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. Although that becomes interesting now. If you're taking away a defensive component from that second unit, are you more or less likely to go with what is perceived to be a non-defensive player, realizing that we're talking about a backup center as opposed to a backup guard? But just from a standpoint of the entirety of that second unit, it's not as good defensively now. When you take a Deron Holmes away,
it's not as good offensively either.
No, it isn't.
He's a guy to collect minutes. Najee is. At least with Deron Holmes, you know what he is defensively, at least what we knew in college, and you can make the case had the potential to be an emerging offensive player.
I would agree with that, without being silly about it, without putting the cart too much before the horse. Deron Holmes was, at the very least, very intriguing, and I think that you could have seen better from him even.
Coming up after the break, there's something intriguing potentially going on in the Big 12. Is the Big 12 done expanding? And could it happen in the next year or so with two marquee football powers, at least historically? That's next.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles and contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, I know it is breakfast time, not too early to start thinking about lunch or dinner. My recommendation, go to the best barbecue spot in town by far. And honestly, it's not even close. I've been to a lot of barbecue places. As a matter of fact, I look at Smoke and Dave's, one of the best spots for any type of food in town, because Dave, the owner, had a previous life. He has put a lot of those things on his menu, like a wild salmon Reuben. I can promise you, you're not going to find that on a barbecue menu. You're not going to find a smoked meatloaf with a portobello balsamic glaze, which is absolutely fantastic. So many different options, and the food is nothing short of spectacular. All the desserts, homemade, bread pudding, outstanding. The sides, really, really good. I cannot tell you how much of a fan I am of Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Go try it. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You can find them off of 36th and Pecos. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
There's been rumblings about this for a while, and now Big 12 insider Jason Shear is reporting there's an internal belief in the Big 12 that Florida State and Clemson are on the doorstep to join the conference within the next year or so, with the addition of Florida State and Clemson help in some ways lessen the blow of losing Texas and Oklahoma.
Oh, of course, sure. Yeah. You've got, you lose two historic programs, you add two to replace it. It's not always apples to apples, because you're taking Oklahoma and Texas out of a portion of the country that has for so long been Big 12 country. Having said that, you expand your footprint in the American South, particularly in the state of Florida.
That already has UCF.
Right, which already has UCF. And you go on with business. If that is a realistic and reasonable thing to assume, I think that we know that this thing is not over with by, and what I say by this thing is, conference expansion. We do believe that probably 20 is the optimum number for all of the three super leagues when they get to that point. And maybe the Big 12 is a little bit more anxious right now than either the SEC or the Big 10 to get there.
With that, Florida State and Clemson would rather go to the Big 10 or the SEC.
Sure.
Okay. The annual payouts are roughly $70 million a year. Right now in the Big 12, it's $40 million per year. A, should the Big 12, to lure Florida State and Clemson, because they will ask, give those schools an extra $10 to $15 million more than the other schools? And B, eventually the Big 10 will expand. They have no interest in doing it right now. They've just added four schools. And the four best schools, honestly, from the Pac-12. Okay. With that, if you're Florida State, do you remain patient?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you are the Big 12 and you have the type of vision that Brett Yormark clearly has right now as commissioner of this league, he's continually trying to improve the quality of this commodity that they have in the Big 12. But I don't know, Dr. Eric Goodman at BYU.
BYU?
Yeah, because...
A Jewish guy going to a Mormon school.
Well, I mean,
can see
but I
gotta, how you tied those two together.
But I got to sell this to you.
Am I going on a mission to Jerusalem?
No. Well, I mean, that'd be a good mission for you.
Hello. My name is Eric Goodman, and I am here to tell you about this most exciting book.
Very good.
Hello.
But
I believe.
But if I'm Brett Yormar and I'm saying, Eric, we've got this possibility of Florida State and Clemson coming in, but darn it, I got to pay him another $12.5 million a year to do it. Now, the question becomes, do you have a group of presidents around the Big 12 that would say, that could see the forest through the trees and say, yeah, that would be great for us in the long term. But in the now, that means that I've done the heavy lifting to get into the Big 12. Here comes Florida State in, and they're immediately getting $12 to $15 million more a year.
If I am a president at Colorado, Texas Tech, UCF, Kansas State, no matter how smart I think I am, I defer it all to the commissioner.
Okay.
All of it. And here's the reason why. Mm. Because he is the one who has built up the Big 12.
Yes.
I mean, let's call it like it is. The Big 12 was in a battle with the Pac-12 on who was going to survive. Who won? Now you have the Big 12 fighting with the ACC. Who is going to survive? After looking at the show that he put on in Las Vegas.
Big time.
And everything that he has touched so far has turned to gold. I will put my full trust in him on what decision to make.
Well, and plus there's so much upheaval right now in the ACC, dissatisfaction with their current deal.
And it goes through 2036.
Yeah, no kidding. And then on top of that, you already have litigation going on within the conference. I mean, there's a lot of tumult right now in the ACC, which I think clearly has given the Big 12 the inside track to actually being the survivor of the sweepstakes between ultimately the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the ACC. The Big 12 is the one that is positioned the best at this point, and there is no longer a Pac-12, with all due respect to the rights that are still held apparently by Washington State and Oregon State, but there's never going to be a Pac-12 like we knew it. So here we go. It's the next level of movement in college sports, specifically college football. And I don't think it's going to be surprising that the Big 12 will be on the leading edge of that. I think that they feel like they are the ones that have the most to gain.
Would you put your full trust in Yormar as a president?
I mean, you got to look at where they are now compared to where they were 2 years ago. And the answer would be, yeah, I think it would be hard to do.
I would say to every president, don't try and be the smartest guy in the room.
Yes.
You already have a commissioner mm-hmm. who has proven he is.
Yeah, it would be pretty hard to argue with the results at this point. To think about where the Big 12 was, and they were on about as shaky a ground as you can get this side of the San Andreas Fault. I mean, seriously. But as Brett Wormark said at Media Days, when asked about it, we had a plan. Talking about the Big 12. The Pac-12 didn't.
Right.
We enacted our plan. The Pac-12 didn't.
And we were aggressive about it.
And you're damn right. And that's why the Big 12 is where the Big 12 is right now. Period. You give all credit where it's due.
I mean, think about this for a second. I know we're talking about a smaller amount of money, and I get it. Mm-hmm. It's a one-shot deal.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, if Florida State and Clemson are going to get more money, make it for the short term.
Yes.
And then eventually even it out over the next 3 years, whatever it is. President certainly agreed to give Colorado $2.5 million.
Yeah. Sure.
Smaller amount of money. I get it.
But probably money well paid.
And that money is likely going to lure Miami and North Carolina.
How forward thinking was Rick George in so many ways? And I'm going to take a moment and give the man some credit. the hiring of Deion Sanders was inspired. We'll see how it all plays out.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Right. But I think that we can agree it was a an aggressive move that to at least this point has paid some dividends.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes from here.
Right.
But also being on the cutting edge and the wave of understanding where things were going and identifying a place back at the table with the Big 12, I think is a strong, it is a strong, going to be a strong piece of his legacy.
Colorado would have been brought back to the Big 12 with or without Deion Sanders.
Yes, I think you're right.
Because when you look at the television markets in the Big 12, mm-hmm. Denver is one of the largest.
Yes.
Period. So they were coming back. They were going to the Big 12 anyway. But they got an extra 2.5 out of it because of Deion Sanders.
Right. And the fact that, you know, I mean, Colorado feels like they're going home. I mean, let's not forget, they were a charter member of the Big Eight.
But wait a minute. Now they're going to a conference where academically, you know, the Pac-12 was so great. We're with our people now. I mean, we're at the cocktail party where it's like a country club, whereas the Big 12... they were serving us pigs in a blanket.
Sure.
Okay. We're going back to being the wait staff.
Well, let me just say this. You can maintain the whole imagery of academic propriety and that's really important in this day and age. Great. If that's a sales point out of the Big Ten, fine. The Big Ten is about producing football revenue. The academics of it, frankly, are not important.
I mean, here, I'll put it to you this way. I tend to be a little harsh on Colorado with their academics, and I think their academics are more than fine.
Absolutely.
I'd send my daughter there.
In a heartbeat.
All day. I'd send my daughter to Colorado if she wanted to go there. Gorgeous campus, so on and so forth. I went to Indiana. I don't consider Indiana a great school, but I will say their business school is unbelievable. Their journalism school is unbelievable as well.
Sure.
But I don't prop up Indiana as the Harvard of the Midwest.
No. No.
Indiana's a better academic school, period. But I don't talk about Indiana like they're that way.
I get it that there are people of a mind that the academic quality,
you know what they are,
still needs to be important. And I get that.
Colorado is the best school academically of any school in the Mountain Time Zone. How's that?
Yeah.
Coming up after the break.
I'd have to think about that for a minute.
What are your choices?
I don't know.
Although you can make the case Mines is better.
Well, yeah.
You want an engineering degree, you're going to Mines. For sure.
Pretty damn good school.
Yes.
Man.
Former Ravens wide receiver Jacoby Jones unexpectedly passed away, but he is known for two of the most historic moments in playoff history. Not a great career, not an overly impressive career, but he has two signature moments. Would you rather have two signature moments and a meh career, or would you rather have a very, very good career with no signature moments if you take money out of the equation? That's next.
Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire and it burns.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, tractors, a military truck, toolboxes, and more. Auction is open. RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Former Ravens wide receiver Jacoby Jones unexpectedly passed away at the age of 40 over the weekend. Jones never really had a great career, but he had two signature playoff moments. That catch against the Broncos in the 2012 playoffs sent the game to overtime. And then in the ensuing Super Bowl, he returned a kickoff 108 yards, which is the longest play in Super Bowl history. Let's take money out of the equation. And I just picked a random guy who had a very, very good career, and that is Emmanuel Sanders. But I don't believe he had a signature moment. With that, would you rather have Jones's career with the two signature moments, overall career nowhere near Emmanuel Sanders, or Emmanuel Sanders' career, no signature moments, and an excellent career taking money out of the equation, both won Super Bowls?
It's a really interesting question. I think I'd like to have the two moments. I really do. He is not necessarily defined by those two moments, but certainly
who's that?
Jacoby Jones.
Absolutely, he's defined. He was referred to as a Super Bowl hero, mm-hmm. and just about every article I read about him.
Yeah,
got what the day comes for Emmanuel Sanders, former NFL wide receiver, passes away.
Yeah. Jacoby Jones.
No disrespect to Emmanuel. I could pick right. hundreds of wide receivers. And Emmanuel had a really good career.
Yeah, Jacoby Jones, though, was one of those guys that cobbled together a good career. You don't look at maybe his, well, you should, because he had 108-yard return. But he was about for about a five-year stretch, a 1,000-yard player.
What?
He produced about 1,000 yards in touches.
Well, you're including special teams.
Does that not count?
I suppose
it counts. I mean, he's known for 108-yard touchdown on a kickoff return.
Right.
So I'm I can't cherry pick here. I mean, he's got two memorable moments.
But would you ever look at Jacoby Jones and say, man, that guy was a stud returner?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, was he the best in the game? I think he was probably in the discussion, maybe. But I mean, but your point is still valid.
Outside of Devin Hester, Billy White Shoes Johnson, you really don't remember return guys. You don't.
Okay.
Well, you don't, do you? Outside of those two guys, give me another guy.
Jacoby Jones. I mean, I don't think of him like Devin Hester or Billy White Shoes Johnson. No. But I mean, I give him his due. You're talking about a guy that had nearly 9,000 yards in returns, 9 touchdowns. He was a very viable return guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a 5-year stretch as a number 3 receiver. So you cobble it together and you get a guy that's close to 1,000 yards a year in touches. That's a pretty valuable player. It's not like some, but he's a guy.
He was so valuable, the Texans didn't want him. Think about that. In 2011, his final year, or yeah, I'll use 2009, 426 yards, punt return,
mm-hmm.
638 yards, kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want him. So I guess they didn't, because you can always find a returner. Usually you take a young guy out of college and throw him in that return role.
Well,
he was better than average for sure.
Yes. Well, he certainly was better than average.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll touch on Erman Marquez's return to the mound yesterday and him breaking the Rockies' all-time strikeout record, as well as Spain and Argentina winning their respective tournaments. That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift. And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on, you really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, toolboxes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. If your house was hit by hail over the last couple of months, I have some bad news for you. We are still in the teeth of the hail season. It's not going to end until September. So what should you do? My suggestion, if your roofing took a beating, if any other part of your house took a beating, you need to go to Masterpiece Roofing. With that, I want to bring in my friend, my guy, Rodrigo from Masterpiece Roofing. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. There are a lot of roofing companies out there that say, well, we'll call the insurance company for you. You guys handle it completely differently, don't you? It's more than just a call. It's almost like this full-out assault on these insurance companies, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we do have a dedicated team that makes sure that you get compensated for all of your damages due to hail.
So when you talk about your team, what is the process in making sure that when you are paying insurance, the insurance companies pay out?
So we go in and inspect everything. We take measurements of all of the damages because we're the contractors. We're the construction guys. We know what it's going to take to put your home back to what it used to be before the hail struck it.
So do you have an example of a client that you worked with that thought they were going to be stuck with a big bill, and then you guys went in and tightened the screws on the insurance company? Got a good example of that?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course I do. Example is a customer got, she wasn't, everything that was on her policy wasn't covered. Like, because the insurance adjusters missed some things, and we make sure that we illustrate all the damage that was due to hail, and make sure it's covered. You know, a lot of people don't know how it could be a little confusing for a lot of people, and we just make sure that everything is covered by the insurance, and they're not coming out of pocket. The only thing they'd be coming out of pocket is their deductible, how it should be.
Now, you guys are one-stop shopping as well. You do more than just roofing. You do fences, damaged indoor drywall, gutters, painting. My wife, we painted her entire house thanks to Masterpiece Roofing. How have you been able to broaden your horizon with your company to do so many things so well?
Well, we've been in business, you know, for 17 years. We've acquired the best of the best here in Colorado. And that's what we do. We do the best that we can and restore their home back into a masterpiece, you know?
Well, I'll say something else on a personal note. So you are the new owner of Masterpiece Roofing. And I say this with all due respect to the other owners. They did a nice job. You guys do a great job. So when they came out and did her deck, they did an okay job, but there was a warranty on it. I remember calling you on the phone and I said, I think we're still under warranty. And like a snap, you said, oh yeah, we'll take care of it. You didn't have to do that. You're the new owner. You could have said, well, it was the old owners. I'm the new owner. You guys took care of it immediately. And the job you did was so fantastic. We sold her place $60,000 over list. And I can promise you, with the way the deck looked at that time, we would have gotten less. Why was it so important to you to honor what the previous owners did?
Well, I believe in, you know, in taking care of my customers. And I know that if I take care of somebody, so they're gonna spread the word and take care of me. So That's why I do things like that.
And oh, by the way, the painting of the house that Masterpiece did before you owned it, that played a major role in the overall price of her house as well. The old owners were very good. You are great. With that, how do people find you?
Thank you. They can call us at 720-301-1488 or visit us at masterpieceroofing.com.
That number again, 303-301-1488, or go to masterpieceroofing.com. Rodrigo, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks. You too.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. When a hailstorm hits, Masterpiece will fight your insurance company and make your roof look like a masterpiece. Go to masterpieceroofing.com.
All righty, guys. In the Rockies' final game before the All-Star break yesterday, Germán Márquez made his first start of the year coming back from Tommy John surgery and became the Rockies' all-time strikeout leader. Michael Tolia had a 3-home run game to give him 16 for the season, and Tovar hit a couple dingers as well. Any thoughts on Marquez's return to the mound and the Rockies' 12 home runs in 3 games at Citi Field?
Could have done without the 4 walks, but by and large, his stuff had life. It had late life. I thought he looked pretty solid. I did catch 3 of his innings that he was pitching, so they will be better because of him in the second half as long as he stays healthy. But how about 3 young guys accounting for 6 home runs in the game yesterday? If you squint really hard right now, you can start to see the beginnings of what they're trying to do and the players they're trying to do that with. 3 of them were on big display yesterday. Good for the Rockies.
One of the biggest problems for the Rockies this season overall, besides the pitching, bullpen and the starting rotation.
Yeah, starters have been better than the bullpen, but your point is still good.
Has been a lack of power in that lineup.
All of a sudden, they're juicing up. I don't mean that, like,
way to go,
performance enhancing.
Way to go.
But I mean, they've had a real surge here of late.
Maybe, just maybe, they forgot to use the humidor at Citi Field.
Ah. Boy, the ball does carry there, though, doesn't it? I mean, it really does.
Especially in the daytime there, it seemed like.
Tolia is a very intriguing guy. He is averaging a home run in every 10.8 at-bats. That's tops in the major leagues. It's stunning. Half of his hits this year are home runs. Just bizarre. But you got to have these guys hitting. They got to be hitting. Like, Tolia is still hitting below 200. He needs that power, but hitting about 247, 253, 260, something like that. Nolan Jones can't be hitting 186. Hunter Goodman can't be hitting 187. Those are all guys that have got to up it a little bit, and they're still striking out far too many times.
Speaking of home runs, the 8 contestants for tonight's Home Run Derby are Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Alec Bohm, Pete Alonso, Marcel Ozuna, Jose Ramirez, Adolis Garcia, and Teoscar Hernandez. It'll be at Globe Life Field, home of the Rangers in Arlington, Texas. You have a favorite candidate in the Home Run Derby participants.
Well, tonight. I know who I'm pulling for, and it's not Pete Alonso who I get tired of.
Bohm?
Yeah.
Wichita State?
I like him, but the guy that I really like is Bobby Witt. To me, the best young player in the game today in Kansas City, where he's kind of toiling in some anonymity, although that's a good ball club now. They're over 500. They're competing for a playoff. And Bobby Witt Jr. is a stone-cold player. That's the guy I'm pulling for tonight.
That was Masterpiece Roofing. Just in case you missed it, hailstorm sucks, so go with the best. Masterpiece Roofing, as you just heard from Rodrigo, they have a dedicated team to make sure the insurance companies don't screw you over. Hail damage isn't cheap. Go with them. I had a buddy who had a ton of hail damage, $30,000 worth of damage. And Masterpiece went after them, and he paid his deductible of $500.
That's fantastic.
Because of Masterpiece Roofing. Go with the best. Go to masterpieceroofing.com. Nigel.com. Nigel, Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
See if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand how to work it out.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I can stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.